Matt Marinkovic has been drifting in the bay since the early 90s, and he believes it's still possible to use a sailboat to catch sockeye in Bristol Bay. KDLG caught up with Marinkovic earlier this month while he was still fishing in the Naknekwijak District.
Of course, you wouldn't be going tooth and nail with, like, I fish over on the Johnson Hill side of things, and you'd have a tough time fishing there. But if you wanted to fish the flood at Johnson Hill, I could see that the sailboat could manage to get two sets out of the deal, and hopefully the rest of the fleet might give a little bit of room to the sailboat when they make their set. But then also on the Dillingham side, I don't fish there, but I understand that they start the opening on the high water, and then they fish the ebb. So there's a very non-competitive fishery, and I don't see why the sailboat going out and finding a spot and keeping its gear in the water and working the gear couldn't compete on a pretty level playing field with the rest of the fleet.
Marinkovic is currently trying to find a captain and crew interested in the idea in an effort to tie into an effort by some Homer area residents to sail a restored double-ender into Bristol Bay next summer. Marinkovic is hoping to use a nonprofit organization called Fish for Teeth to facilitate the idea, which could then raise money for the organization. Anybody interested in the idea can contact Marinkovic through the website fishforteeth.com. Marinkovic says there are a couple of possibilities for sailboats that could be used next season.
There's two that we've located. One is right in my own hometown of Friday Harbor, Washington, and it's on San Juan Island, and in 1994, it was, the guy refinished it like a yacht, and it has an engine in it, and it has the original sails, and it's in great shape. And I've seen that one myself. And the other one is, there's another sailboat conversion out of Homer, the group of guys, and you mentioned his name a moment ago. And these guys want to sail the thing across the bay and up the Kenai River and then portage across and then down to down the Kwijak, and then, you know, that's what I do. And it works perfectly with my plan of actually fishing the boat over here. And depending on where the enthusiasm of the group of people I have who want to fish it, where they're from, I'll fish it either in Dillingham or in Naknek, whichever one works. Because there is no firmly laid plan right now, but I know that if we get a sailboat over here and a group of guys to fish it, we can figure out the rest of the details pretty easily.
Bristol Bay's commercial sockeye fishery used to be conducted exclusively with small 30-foot sailboats, and Marinkovic is hoping to spotlight the history of the sailboat era by finding a sailboat and crew willing to give fishing a try next season. Once again, if you're interested in the idea, you can contact Marinkovic via email at fishforteeth@rockisland.com. Contact information can also be found online at fishforteeth.com. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.